Hello, my name is Afida. Welcome to the Balance Professional Podcast. I'm excited to have you. The Balance Professional Podcast is a vibrant community of professionals who come together to share the secret of achieving balance in life. A little bit of background here. I created the Balance Professional Community because of you and I. As a mom of two wonderful humans, I also work a full-time job. I'm also an inspiring entrepreneur. I'm always struggling to maintain balance in all fronts of my life. So if you're like me, I urge you not to look any further than the Balance Professional Podcast. It's a vibrant community of professionals who come together to share the secret of achieving balance in life. I seek to empower you, my listener, to create a space for a meaningful conversation that led to positive change in our lives. I welcome professionals from all industry to connect and share strategies on how they maintain their sanity amidst the hustle and bustle of our daily life. Through weekly interviews, inspiring stories, and practical tips, I hope together we can create a more meaningful moment and bring balance back into our lives. So please, come as you are, so we can have an honest conversation about your challenges, offer quality advices, and learn from each other. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Let's get into the episode. Have Simi on the Balance Professional Podcast. Welcome, Simi. Oh my goodness, I am so happy and grateful to have you on. So we're going to dive right into it. I know quite a few things about you, but walk me through this, Simi. What is your day like? What do you do for a living, and what is your day like?
Simi, I'm a swim instructor. I've been an instructor for 13 years so far, and you know, that's been a long time, and I wish I can continue doing it, and it's been just such a bless. I'm a mom too. I have a 10-year-old daughter, and I stay motivated just to see my family just growing and growing and growing. But yeah, that's what I do.
I think we ever talk about how long you've been in the Zumba instructor field. How long have you been? Like, why did you start? Why?
Well, I always, since I was little, I always, you know, as a Latin woman, I like to dance. And when I was little, with my family and parties and stuff like that. So I always have that part of me that I really enjoy, you know, like going and dance. So one time I just, when Zumba started getting out there, you know, I was just going to normal classes in the gym, just like a dance jam or dance classes. Mm-hmm. It was not like exactly named for that. It was just like a cardio workout.
Right.
So the first time I see that was, I met one instructor that she was one of my first Zumba instructors.
Yeah, you click with somebody.
And
yes.
I click. Mm-hmm. So somebody just told me, hey, you like dance. You should try this format. It's new out there, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, really? I haven't heard anything about it. And then as soon as I went to that class and I start dancing and see everything, she was just like, I was just in love. And I was thinking, this is for me. This is for me. And even she told me, hey, you dance girl, you should become instructor. So she kind of motivate me.
You know
what I mean? Like, oh, you should come part of this. You know, you have a good, you know, movements and stuff
movement,
like that. Like,
yeah, you're meant for this. Like, yeah. You were radiant in this.
So exactly that's how I just started. I was just in love taking her class. And then as soon as I find out how to do the certification to become instructor. So that's when everything started. And I haven't stopped since then. So it's been like 13 years.
And I'm glad that we crossed paths, because I think I started coming to your class as your student. I think, 5 years? It's been a while, I can say that. But one of the things that motivated me was, you know, I want to build on my own, you know, confidence, yet still moving at the same time, which you are a very good advocate of. You're very good at motivating people, you know, to move their body while having fun. So what are one tips, you know, what are some tips for others who are listening today that you can help them with for maintaining that balance? You know, the balance I mean is like, okay, so you have a Zumba and you have your personal life, you have your, you know, your family relationship. That's a, you know, it's a long list of things that you're responsible for. If you were to give an advice,
so for maintaining your life balance, right?
What would be an advice you would give? How do you do it all?
For me, you know, some of the tips that I think it will be nice for people, for women out there, is like, first of all, you need to, you know, trying to work out, because working out is the best medicine you can have, honestly. If you're not in a good mood, they make you happy. It's a lot of great things about working out. I think the other thing is very important that I always tell my girls, like, you need to sleep well, because if we don't sleep well, we're not gonna function well, you know. And especially, you always have to I say when you feel tired, you know, take some breaks too, because sometimes we have a, you know, like busy life or stressful life, or we always do stuff. Sometimes we need to take breaks, meditate, find the job that you love. Because a lot of times we don't have that type of job we love, so we have something to find something that we really love. Prioritize your health,
right?
You know, and don't be afraid to disconnect yourself from the world. That's one of the biggest things I think for the life balance, because a lot of times we so much worry about things, and it's very good sometimes you just disconnect from the world, from the media, social media, from anything. Just meditate, like, listen to yourself. That's one of the things that I think will help to keep alive.
Balance. I love that. You know, working out is the best medicine. Sleeping well, do something you love. You know, they're saying something you love and you will never work a day in your life. I really...
That's what I think. That's not gonna help. So that's one of my biggest goals, because I really need to stay focused in what I'm eating, what I'm putting
in your body.
You know? So a lot of times we don't realize that. Like,
no, we don't.
We eat stuff like you're not supposed to. Like, it's like eating is like a routine. You almost eat almost the same thing, or this and that. So And you realize, like, and you know, it's not about how you look, it's about how you are inside, you know, like,
how you feel.
Healthy. You need to be healthy. So that's how that's one of my number one goal.
Yes, you know, I love that goal. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. It is.
I love that. And that's what I was talking about, you know, goal management. Because, yes, you have goals, but if you don't have, you know, a backup, what happened when you slip? What happened when you eat something you're not supposed to eat? You don't give up, right? You just get get back at it, and you don't stop until you reach that, you know, that your goal, where you want to reach that achievement. So I love that you're setting goals, writing it down, staying positive, surrounding yourself with positive and good energy people. So then, we talk about how you are, you know, you're a Zumba instructor, you have family, you have relationship, all that. So how do you deal when the stress occurred? When stress occurs, mm-hmm. Sammy, how do you handle that?
Well, first of all, mm-hmm. I had to have some deep breathings, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I try to meditate.
Mm-hmm. You know, nice. Mm-hmm.
Which helps a lot. Like right. I told you again, believe mm-hmm. it or not, eating healthy, because a lot of times when people is stressed mm-hmm. or we're in through difficult situations, even at work or in your personal mm-hmm. life, we end going to the kitchen or going mm-hmm. or eating things.
Yeah,
that's a big
eating.
Problem, mm-hmm. emotionally. Yeah. Eating. Mm-hmm. So when to work, when in my, if I am stressed, I try to exercise at least three times a week, for
That's
example,
right.
to release mm-hmm. that stress.
Right.
The other way, the other thing that works well with me is getting enough sleep.
Okay.
If I don't sleep my 8 hours a day, if I sleep less, I feel more stressed.
Right.
Because you don't get enough rest.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
You stay. Yes. You like I try to have a positive attitude
mm-hmm. right.
all the time, which is that. I mean, I know people have a difficult situations, but honestly, mm-hmm. you think negative into mm-hmm. something that is not good at the moment, you're not gonna get better. So I smile mm-hmm. to the stress, or I smile to difficult situations. You know, like you know what, I'm gonna get this. You know, mm-hmm. I'm gonna do bad, do good. So. I honestly positive mm-hmm. attitude. Just thinking positive. You know, I said, you know what? Okay, it was a bad day. Okay, no. Mm-hmm. Let's make it a change.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yes. So, I love it. And it complements your profession as a Zumba instructor, because that's all about the brain, is moving your body and surrounding yourself with positivity. And having that positive energy, right?
And you know what? Believe it or not, mm-hmm. even through Zumba, maybe mm-hmm. people think, like a lot of people, I love when people say, oh, it's my happy hour. But honestly, mm-hmm. it really is, because we don't know what is behind everybody that I see in my class. Some people, like I just say, is dealing with stress, other mm-hmm. with emotional stuff.
Yes.
And it's amazing a lot. How mm-hmm. through Zumba, even through that hour that we sweat, mm-hmm. we have fun, we mm-hmm. feel so much better after. Mm-hmm. And even if you was like a little moody or sad or anything, mm-hmm. you become more happy.
You become more happy, yeah.
You know, so believe it or not, it has a lot of great, it's a lot of great things about just this workout, you know, mm-hmm. and dance. And get all that energy and relieve all those stress that you have. Because that's why mm-hmm. a lot of people always say that in my class. Oh, I'm coming mm-hmm. here, see me, because I'm stressed. Mm-hmm. And I need to release that. And I want to mm-hmm. be happy. And mm-hmm. and honestly, that's what makes my day. And then, you know, like, this is amazing. And that's what I keep myself motivated to keep doing it. You know, like, seeing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yes, definitely. You learn through by doing. You mm-hmm. learn. You learn. You know. You become aware by doing what you love. And that's one of the reasons why I want to connect with the professional women like yourself, because I want to learn a few things about myself. I want to be comfortable with having such this type of conversation. I want to be motivated enough to continue having this conversation, and mm-hmm. that motivation is me talking to someone like you, who is all about that positiveness, togetherness, and and just keeping moving in life, because life is just too short. And I heard something this week. I was listening to some podcasts, and there was a saying there that said, most of the things that happen in our life are just temporary. Unless mm-hmm. you physically cannot, you're not able to move, or financially restricted, you don't have a roof over your head, there is nothing to worry about. And if mm-hmm. something happened like that, you just say, so what? And then you move on.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
So I love that positive spin on whatever it is going on. There's a way to, you know, move past that. And then what about a difficult situation? So we have the stress situation. Difficult situations, you know, life is not perfect. Things are happening. Even though you have your schedule, you have your, you know, your routine, there's always something unexpected that could happen. How do you deal with, you know, difficult situation that rises both work and profession?
You know, this is probably going to be, I mean, it's hard to talk about religion, but a lot of times when I go through some difficult situations, the first thing that comes in my mind is just like pray, you know,
and
ask you know, God, help me through this, why this happened to me, but it's okay, maybe you put me through this for a reason. So even a difficult situation, I look for answers, but I also, you know, like, think like, well, this is happening for a reason, so let's take it away. Because like you say, sometimes happen things unexpected, and you're like, oh my God, you know, like, now what, you know? But I think it just, in my case, a lot of times works that, like, I just take a breath, a breath, and think in God and
turn
say, you know what,
higher power.
Just, you know, like the power of praying, that's what I call, or something like that. Like, that's, I mean, because I just learned, like my mom always say, you have to smile to your problems, you know, like a lot of times. If you can fix it, well, just smile to them, you know, like, well, they're going to get better, you know.
They're going to get better, I mean, that is true.
If I really get really into think too much about what is this happening, now it's not only emotional. You start having other problems like pains, you know, like headaches.
It shows up,
a lot of other things that you don't need, you know, because you're just thinking and thinking and thinking like, oh, well, you know what, let's just find a solution. It is this one doesn't work out. Well, it's okay. Let's try something different. I mean, I think that's how I get a little more.
Connect to higher power. That's really good that you brought it up. And, and one of the things that I want to work on, because I grew up in Catholic, you know, and I grew up in a lot of different Christianity, but at some point I get so, I got stuck, like, okay, what is it that I need to understand, you know, from the scriptures and stuff like that. And I sometimes, it's like, okay, I just need to connect to higher power, even and just go to church, sit there for a minute, just to observe, you know, and observe all the, you know, what is it that you need to get past whatever is happening? There is, you got to believe that there is something beyond yourself, you know, with a bigger, you know, with a bigger plan for you, in order to come back to yourself and start feeling positive again, right? So, so I definitely love that. Do you want to add something else or?
No, and you know, like, for example, you know, a lot of times, you know, believe it or not, like, you just, like you say, a lot of times, like, I go to church Sundays. We try to go every Sunday.
Yes, me too.
But I mean, sometimes, believe it or not, when I miss going, I feel like the need, you know, like, I just need to go there, you know, listen, pray. And honestly, that give me so much peace inside of myself, because... I mean, we are here in this world, but I mean, we need to be thankful too, you know,
And
thank for the things we have, for the family we have, because that's what motivates us every day, having our families being having like a good health, everything being okay in the school or at work, you know, having a home
to come to,
you know, so,
you
know, all those things, you know, like, to be grateful, thankful, everything, because a lot of people don't think on those things, and of course it's a lot of people who has different religions, and that's very difficult, you know, for a lot of people. They're not, a lot of people think different, and I respect that, but I mean, in my case, I mean, both actually one of those, like stay more connected with God.
Yes, spiritual.
You know, and I like that because that makes me feel good. That's what it is.
And I'm glad that you explained that spiritually part of you know, connecting yourself to God, and also like, because it, you know, we live in the world where different people view spiritual differently, so and I'm always, you know, open-minded about understanding what is spiritual means to you. So I'm so glad that you brought that up. Now I know a little bit more about you, so then I know that I can speak to you regarding you know. So that's pretty awesome, and I'm glad that you were able to share that with me. So then in general, we're almost coming down to the end of it. So I know that we talk about, you know, what motivated you through, you know, through your day. You talk about Zumba, family, food, anything else. I mean, what kind of food do you like, Sydney? Like, I mean, I know you're very I know you're very open with you know, different food, but what's your favorite food?
Well, you know, like a lot of people always ask me, first of all, like, if I do a diet. I don't do a diet. It's no need for do a diet. Honestly, the only thing you have to do is trying to eat better. That means, like, for example, I honestly, I love making homemade food. I like to make, but if I go to a restaurant, I mean, I like to try everything, but I love Italian food, of course, like, you know, Mexican food, of course, you know, but I mean, I like different, I honestly, I'm very open, I like everything, I mean, everything.
French cuisine. Do you feel that when you're making home cooked meal, does that relieve or, you know, put in a place of seeing less?
You know what? Life? You're gonna laugh about this. But a lot of people, of course, because I like cook.
Oh,
a lot
yes.
of people don't like cook. But I always joke because I always say, like, Zumba cooking is my stress relief.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I enjoy cooking. Putting some music and that web, you know, like, I enjoy it, you know?
Right.
And the best part, too, if you think about it, is like, I know exactly what I put in my food.
Right.
So I'm making it. So a lot of times you go places, and of course the food is delicious, but you never know what they use, you know? And I mean, this is coming more like a picky in that way because you want to know exactly what you put in your food.
If you can know how to cook, you're not, you know, you're fine. You'll be okay.
I mean, and you know, and I enjoy it. And of course, when we go out, we try, like, that's why we like to try different things because I can cook. But I like to try Filipino food, you know, like you say, like African food, Indian food.
Yeah,
everything. German food. I mean, we like to try new things because those things, I don't know how make it, but I mean, I'm very good cooking different things too. I mean, it really helps if people really got into cooking and they see the good side of cooking. Trust me, just slicing onions, cutting onions, you just relieve. And then when you start making all that food and start smelling so good, you're like, hey, when your family say, oh, that was so good, you know, thank you. Or my daughter, a lot of times when I make her soup, and you know, like a Mexican soup that I make for her that she loves, she always tells me, mommy, you make the best soup ever, I love your soup. So that really makes my day. So that's what I try to balance in the way I eat, like trying to eat more at home, but I eat outside, I try to choose like good ethnic stuff, you know what I mean?
I
don't try to get into
just to go stuff, fast food and fast stuff food. Like that.
If I go a place, I try, I'm not gonna tell you that I always eat salads because I'm not, but if I find something that it doesn't have a lot of carbs, for example, I will eat it, you know, I try to eat less carbs, which that's one of my keys and one of my goals this year, like eat less carbs.
Less carbs, yeah.
So And that helps. Yeah. That helps. Mm-hmm. So, so I hope people really start getting more into cooking.
Home cook meal. Yes. I love it. I love it. Love it.
It's fun. It's fun. They should.
So, yes, I preach that. I should, you know what? After listening to this podcast, it's going to be more on the airwaves. Try to make home meal. So that's awesome. So we're going to come down to the end of it. And now we talk about how is the best medicine, sleeping well, something that love that you, you know, something that you love, to not be afraid to disconnect from the world. You setting goal, writing down your goal, staying positive, you know, and, you know, creating that good energy, connect to your higher power, which is spiritually. What else can you tell somebody that don't know how to access any of those? Let's say that you come across somebody and they don't know how to access any of those. They want to practice, start practicing some of those. What is one tip that you can tell them so they can start from the beginning? One tip.
Just not to be afraid.
There we go.
Not to be afraid. A lot of people is afraid to try new things. Just don't be afraid. Just try.
Yes.
Trying, it doesn't hurt nobody, honestly. You never know. Maybe you can like it. And maybe you get into that, you know? Like, you know how many people in my class I see, like, they start. And honestly, I see the change in them.
Right.
I see people, like, they were very shy, they move, and they get nervous when I get close, because you know, I like to be close to the, you guys in order
get
to motivate
you pumped
them,
up. Yes.
Work out. And a lot of people get like freeze, and now I see a difference on people.
Difference,
like honestly, you just don't need to be afraid. I mean, do the first step, do it, nothing happens.
I love it.
Yes.
I love that. It's a big tip. If we can all do what we're afraid of, man, this world will be, we will do, not that we're not doing amazing things, but if we can do things that we're not afraid of, this world will be so phenomenal.
Yeah, and you know what? How are you not going to try something that you don't know? How you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But a lot
exactly.
of times we feel afraid, or we like,
comfortable. Yes. And get you. Fear is the biggest trigger of, big trader of it all. So, well, thank you, Simi. I am so glad to have you on the podcast, and I cannot wait to talk to you soon. Just give me a second, okay?
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And again, we are at the end of this week's episode. Please accept my sincere gratitude for tuning in to this week's episode. I hope you find this episode encouraging, empowering, and educational, that enables you to strive for personal growth, professional success, and overall remain motivated to live a balanced life. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.